Voici la leçon 29 de Pimsleur, anglais-américain 1.
Listen. Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Hi, Charles. I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Not bad.
Now ask what that means.
What does that mean?
Le mot
bad.
The word bad.
Ça veut dire mal.
That means mal.
C'est un mot en anglais.
It's an English word.
Try to say
pas mal.
Not bad. Not bad.
Say that you understand now.
I understand now.
Comment dites-vous à quelqu'un que vous ne comprenez pas?
I don't understand. I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Say again.
Pas mal.
Not bad.
Now say,
nous sommes ici.
We're here.
Quelques jours.
For a few days.
Dites que vous êtes ici quelques jours.
We're here for a few days.
Ask how long.
How long?
Maintenant, demandez-lui combien de temps ils vont rester.
How long are you going to stay? To stay. Going to stay. How long are you going to stay?
Say,
nous allons rester.
We're going to stay.
Quelques jours.
For a few days.
Ensuite.
Then.
Nous allons partir.
We're going to leave.
Nous allons à Boston.
We're going to Boston.
Ensemble.
Together.
Nous n'avons pas beaucoup de temps.
We don't have a lot of time.
J'ai $200.
I have $200.
Mais,
but,
je n'ai besoin de rien.
I don't need anything.
Mon mari n'a besoin de rien.
My husband doesn't need anything.
Et nous n'avons pas beaucoup de temps.
And we don't have a lot of time.
Nous allons rester.
We're going to stay.
Quelques jours.
For a few days.
For a few weeks.
Ask what that means.
What does that mean?
Le mot
weeks.
The word weeks.
C'est un mot en anglais.
It's an English word. It means semaine.
Try to say
une semaine en utilisant le chiffre.
1 week. For 1 week.
Combien de temps?
How long?
Une semaine.
For 1 week.
Nous allons rester.
We are going to stay.
Une semaine.
For 1 week. We are going to stay for 1 week.
Ensemble.
Together.
Et ensuite.
And then.
Et ensuite, nous allons partir.
And then we're going to leave.
Depuis combien de temps est-ce que vous êtes ici?
Listen and repeat.
How long have you been here? Been. Been. Have been. Have you been? How long? How long have you been here?
Ask.
Depuis combien de temps est-ce que vous êtes ici?
How long have you been here?
Depuis quelques semaines, dites.
For.
For a few weeks.
Demandez à la femme depuis combien de temps elle est ici.
How long have you been here?
Vous voulez dire, je suis ici depuis quelques semaines.
Try to say,
je suis ici.
I have been here. I have been here. I've been here. I've been here.
Est-ce que vous avez remarqué la contraction? Vous allez utiliser la contraction de
I have
dans ce contexte. Maintenant, essayez de dire je suis ici depuis quelques semaines.
I've been here for a few weeks. I've been here.
Dites encore une fois que vous êtes ici depuis quelques semaines.
I've been here for a few weeks.
Maintenant, essayez de lui demander depuis quand elle est à Boston.
How long have you been in Boston?
Depuis hier. D'abord, hier.
Listen and repeat.
Yesterday. Day. Day. Ter. Yes. Yester. Yesterday.
Say
hier.
Yesterday.
Depuis hier.
Listen and repeat.
Since yesterday. Since. Since. Since yesterday.
Remarquez bien que quand on dit « depuis » plus un instant précis dans le passé, on utilise
« since »
en anglais.
How do you say
« depuis hier »
Since yesterday.
Maintenant, dites à la suite « depuis quelques semaines, depuis hier ».
For a few weeks, since yesterday.
Say again.
Depuis hier.
Since yesterday.
Try to say.
Nous sommes ici depuis hier. Employez la contraction de.
We have.
We've been here since yesterday. We've been here since yesterday.
Qu'est-ce que vous avez acheté hier?
Listen and repeat.
What did you buy yesterday? Buy. Buy. Did. Did. Did buy. What did you buy yesterday?
Ask.
Qu'est-ce que vous avez acheté hier?
What did you buy yesterday?
Remarquez bien comme les mots au début de la phrase se fondent ensemble.
Ask again.
Qu'est-ce que vous avez acheté hier?
What did you buy yesterday? What did you buy yesterday?
Voici la réponse.
Listen and repeat.
I bought something. Bought. Bought. I bought something.
Demandez-lui ce qu'elle a acheté.
Ask her what she bought.
What did you buy?
Say.
J'ai acheté quelque chose.
I bought something.
Listen and repeat.
Did buy, bought. Did buy, bought. What did you buy? I bought something.
Ask,
qu'est-ce que vous avez acheté hier?
What did you buy yesterday?
Try to ask,
qu'est-ce que vous avez fait hier?
What did you do yesterday? Do. What did you do? What did you do yesterday?
Answer.
J'ai acheté quelque chose.
I bought something.
Ask.
Qu'est-ce que vous avez acheté?
What did you buy?
Answer.
Quelque chose à boire.
Something to drink.
J'ai acheté du vin.
I bought some wine.
Et un journal.
Listen.
And a newspaper.
Ask what that means.
What does that mean?
Le mot
newspaper.
The word newspaper.
That means journal.
Journal.
Listen and repeat.
Newspaper. Paper. Paper. News. News. Newspaper. A newspaper.
Dites que vous avez acheté un journal.
I bought a newspaper.
Un journal américain.
An American newspaper?
Oui, un journal américain.
Yes, an American newspaper.
Ask.
Depuis combien de temps est-ce que vous êtes ici?
How long have you been here?
Answer.
Depuis hier.
Since yesterday.
Je suis ici depuis hier.
I've been here since yesterday.
Qu'est-ce que vous avez fait hier?
What did you do yesterday?
J'ai acheté du vin.
I bought some wine.
Try to say
du vin cher.
Some expensive wine. Some expensive wine.
Et un journal américain.
And an American newspaper.
Try to say,
c'est pas mal, ça.
That's not bad. Not bad. That's not bad.
Say,
mon mari n'a pas de vin.
My husband doesn't have any wine.
J'ai acheté du vin.
I bought some wine.
Pour mon mari.
For my husband.
Le journal est pour moi.
The newspaper is for me. For me.
Et le vin est pour lui.
Listen and repeat.
And the wine is for him. 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 For him. The wine is for him.
How do you say
pour lui?
For him.
Say again.
Le vin est pour lui.
The wine is for him.
J'ai acheté du café aussi.
I bought some coffee too.
Le café est pour mon ami
Mary.
The coffee is for my friend Mary.
Le café est pour elle.
Listen and repeat.
The coffee is for her. 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 For her. The coffee is for her.
Say,
c'est pour elle.
It's for her. For her.
Say,
le vin est pour lui.
The wine is for him. For him.
Et le café est pour elle.
And the coffee is for her. For her.
Voici comment demander, est-ce que vous aimez le vin?
Listen and repeat.
Do you like wine? You like. Do you like? Do you like wine?
Ask.
Est-ce que vous aimez le vin?
Do you like wine?
Now try to say,
j'aime.
I like. I like.
J'aime le vin.
I like wine. Yes, I like wine.
Dites ensemble, j'aime, je voudrais.
I like, I'd like.
Say,
j'aime le vin.
I like wine.
Now say,
je voudrais du vin.
I'd like some wine.
Ask.
Est-ce que vous voudriez du vin?
Would you like some wine?
Answer.
Non, merci.
No, thanks.
Je ne veux rien.
I don't want anything.
Mais mon mari voudrait une bière.
But my husband would like a beer.
Il aime la bière.
He likes beer.
Say,
voilà une bière.
Here's a beer.
C'est pour lui.
It's for him.
How would you say?
C'est pour elle.
It's for her. It's for her.
Maintenant, imaginez que hier, vous êtes arrivé à Boston. La ville vous plaît beaucoup. Et vous pensez y rester quelques semaines. Vous parlez avec
Mrs. Johnson. Answer her questions. Answer her questions.
I'm pleased to meet you, Mr. Jacquet. How long have you been here?
Since yesterday. I've been here since yesterday.
What did you do yesterday?
Dites-lui que vous avez acheté quelque chose pour votre femme.
I bought something for my wife.
How long are you going to stay in Boston?
For a few weeks. I'm going to stay for a few weeks.
Dites-lui, je voudrais rester 4 semaines.
I'd like to stay for 4 weeks.
Do you like Boston?
Yes, I do. I like Boston very much.
Ceci est la fin de la leçon 29.